Hey everyone, welcome. My name is Wynette Wycote and I'm from the Navajo Nation. As the Assistant Director of the Catherine M. Booter Center for American Indian Studies, I have the honor of being your host. Before we get started, I would like to acknowledge that the following conversation is being held on the traditional lands of the Illini Confederacy, Osage Nation, and Missouri Tribe. I thank our Indigenous ancestors for their hospitality and being stewards of this land throughout generations. 2020 is the 30th anniversary of the Booter Center. The center was founded by Catherine M. Booter in 1990 to support Native students. We have 23 Booter students and over 200 alumni since 1990. This year, we welcome students and alumni to engage in conversations, create connections, and share reflections with one another on how Catherine's vision has impacted them. We hope these conversations give you the opportunity to learn more about the many wonderful Native advocates and leaders that have been part of the center. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy. Today, I'm joined by two Booter alum. And I'm really excited to hear from them and for everyone to get to know them. May you please introduce yourselves?
My name is Lindsay Manchak. I'm a research manager here at the Booter Center for American Indian Studies.
Hi, I'm Jen Van Skyver. I'm a citizen of the Citizen Band Potawatomi Nation, and I'm here at the Booter Center. I'm currently a research assistant working with the Social Workers Advancing Through Grounded Education grant.
Thank you. So how and when did you first learn about the Booter Center?
I first learned about the Booter Center during my tour. So my family is living in Missouri, and so I just came to tour the school and I happened to see the Booter Center and their sign on the door, and I got really excited and I decided that I had to learn more about the center. And it was definitely one of the reasons that I pursued like finishing my application for the school.
I first learned about the center back whenever I was getting my undergrad in psychology at Oklahoma State University. Go Pokes! And the psychology program, I was in the American Indians into Psychology program, and Dr. Molly Tovar, who was the previous director of the Booter Center, actually spent some of her time doing some of her education at Oklahoma State. And when I told the American Indians into Psychology program person that I didn't know if I wanted to do psychology, she suggested I come here and get my social work degree and follow Dr. Tovar. So I met with Dr. Tovar as soon as I set foot in St. Louis and kind of connected with the center for a few years before coming here.
So was there a particular Brown School or Booter Center staff or faculty that had a strong influence on your life or your career?
Sure. I think Dr. Tovar definitely impacted my coming here. It was, she's one that kind of helped me navigate the process. I came to St. Louis in 2012, but didn't join the Booter Center until 2018. And during that time, I stayed connected with the center and talked to Dr. Tovar about funding strategies, what I was going to specifically do while I was in social work school. I didn't want to jump straight into my graduate career. I wanted to have a few years of work experience and really help orientate what I wanted to do with my life. And so Dr. Tovar kind of helped navigate that for me at different points over the years. So she was a huge influence.
I also will say that Dr. Tovar had a large influence on my career. Because I was able to work as a research assistant under Dr. Tovar for the Social Workers Advancing Through Grounded Education grant for a year and a half during my MPH program. I was able to learn from her. She's an amazing mentor, academic mentor, and cultural mentor, and she is very poised and just the sweetest lady, and she's just very intelligent, so I was able to learn from her, and that was exciting. So, and then she continued throughout not only my time here, but also to collaborate on different projects after I had left the Booter Center, but made sure that I was staying connected with the Booter Center.
Thank you. What are some of your best memories at the Booter Center or even the Brown School in general in St. Louis?
Yeah, I mean, I've been here a hot minute in St. Louis, and so I kind of had some friends from my previous workspace here, And the only problem with that group of friends is I didn't really feel that connection back to community or identity. And that was something I really missed. And so getting to come in with a cohort of Native people, it felt like coming home again. And we actually spent a lot of time in this room, definitely using up all the boards and all the spaces, trying to do system dynamics or other classes. Also, Kendall would always host potlucks down at his house. And so we would make fry bread, have Indian tacos, watch Game of Thrones. It was so much fun. We also spent a significant amount of time watching lots of football games because Oklahoma State's the best, not OU.
Yeah. Same as Jen in terms of some of my best memories are with my cohort. My first memory with my cohort, it was we actually had to go over to Cahokia area and clean up this area and pull all the branches and pull all the weeds out of this. And it was just the funnest thing. And we were all sweaty. And Dr. Tovar was wearing like a t-shirt. She was just like, ch-ch-ch. And I was like, this lady's awesome. So that was my first memory. We have like cool before and after pictures. But that's where I really got close with Jeremy Vu and Arion. And then also the potlucks. So we had one of our cohort members, Michaela Taffa, Michaela Ebrow. Her family would host potlucks for everyone, and we would go over there, and it was also a really great way, and it felt like we had like an auntie here that we could go over to their house. But then being in the rooms and studying with each other, we would just laugh and laugh and laugh about the funniest things. But it probably wasn't that funny. We were probably just really tired and overworked because of school. But it's a lot of memories that like I'll never forget.
I know Hillman 310 was one of Jen's favorite rooms.
Is that this room?
Yeah, this one.
Okay, mine was also Hillman 310, but like a year or two before Jen's. So Hillman 310, I feel like, is a good room for like recent Booter Center alum. We all know and love this. It has a huge TV in here, just for all of you listening who want me to describe the room.
Yeah, the TV is also connected to cable, so lots of like Hallmark watching was done, unless there was the Blues game. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. We'd be in here, you know, stressing out working together, and then a second year would come in and they'd be like, are you guys okay? And you know, they would stick around, try to give some advice. I remember specifically April Jo had told us at one point during the semester when we were really stressing out, and it was like our first semester. And she said, don't be afraid to ask for extensions or deadlines. And she's like, your peers are doing that already and you don't know about it. You know, they're being told by other family members who have gone through this process, like, it's okay to reach out and ask for help. And that was like the first time I had heard that. And when I needed to do that, I was able to do that through her advice. And so I think of that time of sitting in this room crying because I was like, there's no way I'm going to meet this deadline. And she's like, actually, you can also reach out for help. Like, people are not inflexible within the Brown School. So that was very powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a huge obstacle for me.
Yeah,
was trying to,
it sounds like,
yeah, trying to figure out how to reach out for help.
Yeah. Yeah, I had obstacles within just higher education and being a Native person. It was so nice to be able to just come up to the Booter Center, and literally anyone who was involved in the Booter Center, felt like I could talk to about whatever was happening, even if they were just listening and occasionally advice or just like some coffee or some food, whatever we needed. Like, it was nice to have that community. But yeah, there was a lot of food, a lot of people bringing in food from different places, and it was just, it's helpful. And the extension that April said to you, that's really, I think, important. It just shows that like a lot of us are first generation in college students, but also graduate students, and to have a first year and second year cohort so close together all the time, you can really like pass on that knowledge that sometimes hasn't been passed on to us before. So there are plenty of instances where people told me about things and ways to present myself and ways to ask questions, and that was meaningful within my career.
Yeah, other offices like career services or financial aid, like those people that work in those offices really want to help. And it's weird because I come from a background of college access and success after my undergraduate career. And so, like, I had 5 years of financial aid knowledge, and still I had tons of questions. So, like, having to ask Katie, you know, being able to, like, help navigate career services with Lee Cochlear, you know, really trying to understand what those were. And it's like, wow, I spent 5 years in this space and I still don't know. And so there's great, you know, resources, you know, located within this building. And the Booter Center definitely was like, hey, go check out, you know, information with Lee, or what can Katie do? So I thought that was really helpful as well.
Mm-hmm. And they would bring them in sometimes to some of our classes and other events. And so we would just get to know them on a more personal level, mm-hmm. which I think was an advantage of being part of, like, a small center.
So you mentioned food and community. What are other descriptors you would use to describe the Booter Center?
Family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Friends and relatives. And yeah, like Jen said, home for me. It was one of the first places I ever felt like I was home or could come home and just be myself.
Yeah, I would say, like, a lot of advocacy is done through the center, a lot of, like, helping people write their own narratives. And so I think, yeah, the Booter Center is really supportive. And it's definitely that home and that community.
Yeah, I would also say cultural exchange. So being able to highlight your own cultural identity and tribal identity, but also learn about the histories of other cultural and tribal identities and how they have influenced, like, the current landscape of things. So I definitely think that cultural exchange has been really important, because it's important to know about what's happening in the other 570 federally recognized tribes in the nation, or over 60 state recognized tribes. So although they all have their own, like, history, the Booter Center and the classes that it offers allows us to really understand, like, federal Indian policies, so that we can go back to our communities and explain why we are in the current situations that we are, and how we can counteract those, how we can advocate for ourselves, and just make our communities stronger. So, knowledge.
So Catherine and Booter's vision was to prepare Native students to become leaders in their communities. Describe how you've become a leader in your community.
I'd say I'm getting there. Like, I'm here, y'all. Like, I'm here at the center. I hope to take everything I learn and, you know, wherever I end up, really taking that community and building that community, expanding it wherever I end up, and really helping promote Indigenous students in higher education. That's where my passion lies, and that's what I want to be doing. So I anticipate in the next year or two really being able to utilize my skills and get out there and start doing that.
Yeah, so I also feel like I'm still working on leadership. I think just being part of the Booter Center, we're able to go out and do presentations, and we are very much presented as leaders and advocates for Native communities. I think internally, to call yourself a leader is kind of, you know, sometimes scary to do, or not something you necessarily want to promote yourself as, just because it can be, I don't know what the word is, but you want to be humble and modest, I guess. But there's been times where I've been in situations where, because of my education and because of being a Native person within those spaces, I felt a responsibility based on my knowledge of historical context to actually speak up. And then some people have seen me as a leader because of the knowledge that I keep and that that the Booter Center has given to me. So even if we're not seeing ourselves directly as leaders and calling ourselves leaders, we're every single Booter Center alumni, I would say, is a leader within their community based on the knowledge that they've gotten from the degree program here and the cultural exchange that they've learned from the rest of their cohort. And they'll continue to be leaders within their communities and also within our own families, because I think having access to education and a higher education degree helps bring the rest of our family up and gives them encouragement to pursue their dreams and their goals as well.
That's
thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, I just love Jen, and I'm so glad that I can get here to talk.
It's nice to be in the same space. We didn't overlap in school, so it was nice to, you know, be able to be in that same space for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both. I appreciate it.